as a receiver, your head and shoulders are protected by the
rules? Oh, absolutely.
Rules?
I think the technology is awesome. The equipment's awesome. I think a lot of it comes down to, you know, the way that person playing, whether running the ball, catching the ball plays. You know, I feel like it's just an easy cop-out to always blame the defensive players. And sometimes, you know, these big hits are attributed to guys not being able to read man and zone and running shallow crosses when they should be sitting down and things like that, and violent hits happen.
A lot of ticket requests for Sunday's game for you?
Not a fair amount. I think a lot of people might have got their dosage in the Hall of Fame game.
Another question, just talk about, you know, seeing Devon again, you know, mm-hmm. although he's on a different team now.
No, it'll be good to see him. Wish him luck, and then and try to kick his butt.
That's it, though?
That's all I got at this point. We can talk more after the game.
How excited are you, though, for the real season to start?
Yeah, I'm excited to get going because, I mean, the good and the bad, I'm just ready for it to all to count. And really then, at that point, start growing and start really bring this thing together because obviously everyone knows you're not the same team week one that you are team 16, or week 16, 17. So if you are, you're probably not making the right steps. So I'm ready to get this process underway.
How juiced are you, to see this offense, get clicking yourself with Tannehill and Mike Wallace and Gibson as well?
Yeah, you've kind of been gnawing at the bit a little bit. We had a couple preseason games where we really felt good and comfortable and confident about it. We're really ready to get into live action and play a team for a full four quarters and see kind of how it turns out then.